This is the Rob Anybody and Dawn Show. Three decades of settling arguments like, is it a GIF or a JIF? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
A couple emails, rad@radradio.com, starting with this one from Devin.
Hi, Devin.
Says, last year I wrote in, and like a dumbass, I didn't hear my birthday shout out, and I emailed back asking why, only to come to find out you guys did read it. My apologies to the almighty Rob. I'm dumb, you're smart.
Oh,
you're gosh. Funny, I'm not.
Oh.
You're royalty, I'm a peasant.
Oh, jeez.
I'm fat, you're... Well, I'll leave that one alone. For... You son of a... But to get to my shout-out, I want to honor the passing of the 20s and welcome a new decade of the 30s to the rock... Not to the rock, to my rock. My best friend and the love of my life, Alicia. I don't know where I'd be without you, and you are special to everyone that has the joy of meeting you. Happy
Aww,
birthday, Alicia.
That is so nice.
And Andrew wrote in to say, I'd like to request a birthday shout-out for my wonderful wife, Nikki, as she turns 44 today.
It's not too old.
Not too young.
It's old-ish.
It's halfway to 88, for God's sakes. It would make her day all that much more special to hear a reminder from our show that she's made it 1 year closer to death.
No.
We haven't picked a retirement home for her yet, but being 1 month younger than her has made me feel optimistic that we have at least 1 or 2 years left together before old age takes her away from me.
Happy, happy birthday. Now eat your f***ing cake. Happy, happy birthday or we'll punch you in the face.
Today is the big day. As promised, we start the Rad TV dump of all new stuff at 11 a.m. We will roll out all of the much-requested behind-the-scenes tours of the entire Rad building, including everyone's office spaces, the studios, the break room, the kitchen, whatever you want to call it, the nap room, and the first three episodes of Kyle's Corner.
Yes!
Will premiere this morning at 11 a.m. It's an ongoing series. You'll get new episodes as they go forward. Kyle, it's almost always you and your dad.
Yep.
And sometimes other guests as well.
Yeah, there's been, we're going to have, my uncle's going to be in one of them. My dad's in the first one. Then I have my best friend who's going to be in one as well. So you get to see exactly who is in my corner.
And is it talking about everything? Like, is it life? Is there an issue? Is there a topic or is it just anything?
So the first one you're going to get, the first one, it was with my best friend. His name is Jake. And then there's my dad, of course, Greg. And I kind of mess around because my dad's a 49ers. I'm sorry, he's a Cowboys fan. And my best friend's a 49ers fan. So I bring up the catch and kind of get them to talk crap about football. And then the second one, we interview my dad's brother. He's my Uncle Glenn. I don't really know him too much because he lived in L.A. a lot of my childhood. So this interview is me learning things about my uncle.
And we all get to enjoy it as well.
That's
pretty funny.
And that'll be the theme as we go forward in Kyle's Corner. And that's all this morning at 11 a.m. That'll drop on Rad TV. So you got stuff to do and watch all weekend. And it just keeps going from there. New episodes of Kyle's Corner will keep dropping. We are bringing back the Probcast and the Prodcast.
Hello.
The Soapbox is coming back in video form. Dawn's getting her own shows. Two series for Dawn. One about why you all should, if you don't already, hate men.
True.
And the second one is called Old Woman in Her Kitchen.
Pretty much. Nana Dawn's Diner.
All of that is on the way.
Old Woman in Her Kitchen. That's good, too.
To Rad TV. You do have to be a member in order to access Rad TV, which you can do at members.radradio.com. Let's get to the pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker. It's time to test your brain. Pressure cooker. It's a trivia game.
We got a pair of tickets for you to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. You win those tickets. You're qualified for the drawing that's a week from today, where you'll be upgraded to front row seats. Caller 18, hello, Colton.
Hello, what's going on, Rob?
Hello.
Pew, pew.
Just doing a little radio show here.
Loving it.
Here's how this works. Your timer will begin when I finish reading the first question, which is true or false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You got to get that one right and then four more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say Kyle's Corner and then you say Dawn's Pantry, I have to take Kyle's Corner as your answer. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Oh, so polite.
See, now we don't know that. See, it's a polite moment to say sir or ma'am, but we don't know that he is polite.
I mean,
he may be saying that while he is in the process of having the heel of his boot on the throat of an orphan.
For no reason.
I don't know, because he's a sick, not polite person.
Hmm. How'd he get him from the orphanage?
God, these are questions that happen.
He broke into the orphanage.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, man.
Here we go, Colton. True or false? Tomorrow is the anniversary of Hitler's birthday.
True.
Tomorrow is 420. What band is credited with making it a celebration of marijuana?
I don't know. Sublime?
29 years ago today, Timothy McVeigh committed what terrorist act?
Oklahoma City bombing.
Name one of the two lead actors of the movie Pineapple Express.
Seth Rogen.
Tetrahydrocannabinol is better known by what three letters?
THC.
In 2012, two American states were the first to legalize recreational pot. Name one.
Colorado and California.
And I'm going to give you a bonus question, because I kind of went slow on tetrahydrocannabinol, which I had to listen to a million times to get phonetically right. 12 students and one teacher were murdered on tomorrow's date in 1999 at what Colorado high school?
Columbine.
All right. That was seven questions.
You only need five.
All right. Let's see how I did.
Great weekend.
Specific rule thing.
Jeez,
that we will go over in the process. 419 and 420, yes, are the anniversaries of a lot. And a lot of people don't believe it's a coincidence, even though some of the horrible things that happened before Hitler was born or Hitler became Hitler. The whole weekend, the whole 2 days, doesn't have to be on a weekend, combined to make a lot of people go,
I mean, thank God for the pot stuff.
Right.
Just to, like, kind of make it fun. Not those things fun, but just forget about them.
We started off with true or false. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Hitler's birthday. We've actually referenced it a couple times already this morning. He said true. Yes, Hitler was born on April 20th of 1889. Tomorrow's 420. What band is credited with making it a celebration of marijuana? He said Sublime.
Grateful Dead.
Yeah, it's got to be an old band.
Yeah,
like
I'm
that.
Trying to think.
I was thinking Cottonmouth Kings, but they're
Bob
too modern.
Marley.
Dawn got it.
Really?
Phil Lesh, the bass guitarist for the rock band The Grateful Dead, confirmed to Time magazine that the band popularized the term. On December 28th of 1990, a group of the band's fans, known as Deadheads, of course, passed out flyers in Northern California encouraging people to smoke on April 20th at 4:20 p.m. The big thing was that flyer was published in the, what we called at the time, the cannabis culture magazine, High Times.
Yeah. Mm.
And it went national, and it became a huge thing. There's no reason for it, by the way. Phil says in his interview to Time magazine, he says, there's absolutely no reason we came up with it for that date at that time. We just did, and it blew up.
It's probably because they were high on acid when they did it.
I mean, it's a little depressing when the new stoners don't know the history. These are things you gotta... We got to know our history, kids.
We appreciate you old-timers setting us straight.
Otherwise, we repeat
our mistakes. So when you shouted out Grateful Dead, you weren't just going, well, this is a guess because there's you remembered.
We knew this. This was common knowledge.
It was.
What I was told in high school was it was on 420 because there's 420 different cannabinoids inside of pot. So.
Yes.
Because it got lost.
There's all sorts of those things, right, where you're told something,
urban legends,
to make it. But
that comes up the works.
It's usually like when you get those things when you can't actually prove something. This was like provable. It happened. It happened while we weren't even in teenagers anymore.
Oh, my God.
When 420 became 420.
I didn't even like the Grateful Dead, and I knew this.
All right.
I know. Shoot me. It's another band I don't like.
Yeah,
did I go to their shows? I put that in quotes. No, I went to the pre-parties in the parking lots. They would do a big festivals with lots of drugs.
That's...
And then we would leave and not stay for the show.
That's what made you cool at the time.
You've
lost all sense of being cool now. But
for sure.
29 years ago today, Timothy McVeigh committed what terrorist attack? He said the Oklahoma City bombing. It was actually two people technically, but Timothy McVeigh was the main guy, if you will. Anti-government extremist Timothy McVeigh and, that's right, Terry Nichols.
Oh, yes. God, that's right.
Killed 168 people, injured 680, destroyed more than a third of the building. McVeigh got the death penalty. Terry Nichols was sentenced to 161 consecutive life sentences. So he'll probably die in prison.
Maybe.
Name one of the two lead actors of the movie Pineapple Express. He chose Seth Rogen. The other is...
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Hello. Hello. He's in Date Night.
Yeah, what the hell is his name?
Oh,
Franco.
Damn. God. Sure, I remember him in Date Night. Did y'all see that? That was good with Steve Carell, Tina Fey.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wasn't it? Yeah. And his role was great in that.
We asked tetrahydrocannabinol is better known by what three letters? He said THC, which is the substance that's primarily responsible for the effects of marijuana on a person's mental state. In 2012, two American states were the first to legalize recreational pot. I said name one. In order, he said Colorado and California. Now, I said name one. He said Colorado first, which is correct. He then said and California, which is irrelevant. I'm supposed to take only the first thing you say, but I said name one, but he named two.
I just think he was trying to get extra credit.
And California's wrong. California is not correct.
Oh.
Okay. People get that wrong all
We're
the
not?
Time.
I thought we might have been first.
Everybody always, now Dawn is an owner of California.
Well, I mean, we're usually the first at stuff like this.
We can give them a half point, right?
I don't know. This is what I mean.
I think 0.5.
I think technically because it did become one and you take the first thing that he says,
there it
cancels out California, even though California was it the second one.
I believe that, and plus it doesn't affect the outcome.
Oh, okay.
On November 6th of 2012, initiatives and amendments were passed to legalize recreational marijuana in Washington State Colorado.
Should have known that one too.
Totally. And then, because I took my time saying tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, we gave him one more, which is 12 students and one teacher were murdered on tomorrow's date in 1999 at what Colorado high school? He said Columbine. So he got six right in the end. That's the wrong button. He's a winner. Don't press the you lose button. Jesus.
It's fat fingers.
Yep.
Ah, thank you, Don.
Man.
It's just so funny to me because we're not bad. You win.
We have another chance for you to win the Foreigner tickets. Master of Movies, I believe it is, comes up at 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.